You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. One garden that Peter Ross's bees might want to check out is the community garden at Mira Loma Elementary School in San Francisco's Mount Davidson neighborhood. That's where third grader Kiana Idgahi goes to school and also tends to a garden plot.
I've learned that if you want to plant something, you can't just put a seed in the ground and expect it to grow. You need to go there every week, more than every week, every 2 days, and water it.
Sometimes Kiana's mother works in the garden too, and one day she found something special there. Kiana shared that story with our Hear Hear community storytelling project. Here it is.
So my mother went to the garden, she was gardening, and she found in a plot, she found a little caterpillar. She brought it home and we figured out it's a type of caterpillar called an Anna's swallowtail. For my birthday, my mother got one of those terrariums where it's like a sort of cylinder and you can keep butterflies in it. So we put it in the terrarium and we gave it some anise. We waited about 2 weeks and we watched them and watched them. So it came out and it was a really beautiful butterfly. Like, you know, when you talk about a monarch, the monarch is about the size of, about 3 inches long. This butterfly was about the size of a grown-up's palm. So it was pretty big. And I had 5 different colors. It was mostly yellow. I had some red, orange, and blue. Its wings were actually kind of wet, so need to dry off. Then it started flying, and we need to get it out real quickly. Because when it starts flying, it needs to have enough space or else it might even die. So I took it to the community garden. The person in charge of the community garden told me to put my finger in and the butterfly will probably come onto your finger. It felt really nice. It was like a tickling feeling. So right then, there were like people from a high school coming. And they were all watching, so it became like a kind of party. So it was really nice. And we let it go.